Hello, hello, hello. This is Noah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Net for Tufts Freeform Radio. This is a show I like to call Foxtrot. And yeah, that's what the show is. I play things that I think are good and or interesting. And the thing I just played there was First Field by The Antlers. I think it comes off their debut, which exposing myself here, I don't think I've listened to. I've been meaning to get into The Antlers. I know they have that one album that I forget the name of, the one that's like about the, is it called Hospice? Yeah, it's called Hospice, where I think it's like a concept album about, it's either like two parents and their child who's like dying, or a hospice patient and a hospice nurse fall in love. I've heard two different things, which means I should probably just like listen to the album. That was really off topic. The song we just listened to, which is not from that album, is a delight, I think. And it fits the vibe I accidentally cultivated while I was making the playlist for today. I low-key put together a chill vibe. So for the next hour, I hope you're in your most chill setting, because I have the perfect chill soundtrack. I guess chill is relative, but I think it's pretty chill. So sit back, relax. I got a lot of music to play today, so maybe I won't be talking as much. For all the Foxtrot heads out there who enjoy my voice, maybe today's not that much of a Noah talking day. Although if this little rambling session is any indicator, maybe it will be. But I'm gonna be quiet now, and we're gonna listen to some music. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna cry, as we often do. And yeah, without further ado, here's some Les Rennes.
I'm never lonesome for long. I find great comfort in a new set of arms. Oh, I'm never lonesome for long. It's time I played a love song. I quit my crying at last. It's been some weeks since my cheeks have been wet. Oh, I quit my crying at last. It's time I played a love song. It's time I played a love song. It's time I lost my blues. It's time I played a love song and quit all this singing. I picked myself up and said, I'll be the best thing that you never had. Oh, I picked myself up and said, I'm through with wasting my love songs on you. It's time I played a love song. It's time I lost my blues. It's time I played a love song and quit all this singing.
Thank you. What do you want from me? I will not clinic you easy. I am holding conversations, limb yourselves in my arms, and we
and I don't have control anymore. Can't say I didn't know. Sometimes you get so alone. I'd always seen the corner, but still I stubbed my toe. I can't say I.
Understand what has happened to you. that I've forgotten. And somewhere along the way, we maxed our novelty allotment. The blowflies started buzzing, and we moved out of the basement apartment. We crammed the secondhand furniture into her car. Cracked paint flaked off and fat chips on the back seat. With swollen trash bags of t-shirts, swimsuits, old shoes, a violin bow sticking out the window. Annie gathered and bagged the unread mail as I milled about, memorizing light switches, water stains, dropped the key in the letterbox, and drove off.
Okay, we just listened to "Do You Understand?" parentheses, "What Has Happened to You?" end parentheses. Right before that, we listened to "Under Control" by MJ Lenderman. And before that, we listened to "Last Call" by Elliot Smith. And before that, we listened to "Prayer" by Jordan Mason and Jordan Mason and the Horse Museum. And before that, we listened to "It's Time I Played a Love Song" by Lay Wren. I don't know much about Lay Wren. My uncle is a big fan of her. Shout out to my uncle Dirk in Minnesota. He recommended me to her, and this is, I think, a good song. It just is. She's a great voice. She's a good singer-songwriter. I don't know what to say else besides it's a good twang, good singer-songwriter. "Prayer" by Jordan Mason. This comes from the album "Divorce Lawyers, I Shaved My Head." It's like 2009, I think. If you haven't listened to this album, you should go check it out. Like, it's definitely sort of an odd listen, as you could probably tell from that song. But it's just really interesting, and I enjoy a lot of it. I call it, like, Gender Dysphoria, the album, because that's, like, what the entire album is about. But it's a good listen. It got some fun folk arrangements. Instrumentation's always cool. It's a good time. Shout out Jordan Mason. Again, this is the only album I know by them. But it rules. Like, it's so cool. Like, I every time I put it on for people, I'm like, you're going to hate this. And people usually do, I feel like, the first time. Even though the song I played, I think, is pretty tame. But they've got some weird ones. And, but something about it just, like, scratches an itch in my brain. And, yeah, please check out "Divorce Lawyers, I Shaved My Head." Good album. Great album, even, I would say. "Last Call" by Elliot Smith. That's from his debut. We're going crazy with the debuts today. "Roman Candle." I got into "Roman Candle" this summer for whatever reason. It's a really great summer album, for sure. And I think it's the best song off of it. The end goes crazy. I love it when Elliot Smith goes crazy at the end. It kind of reminded me of the song off "Figure Eight." That is, oh my god, what's it called? It's "Everything Means Nothing to Me," where he kind of goes crazy at the end. Feels like this. That didn't really add much to my analysis, but I thought you should all know what I thought that song reminds me of. So shout out to Mr. Smith. Rest in peace, as always. "Under Control" by MJ Lenderman. I've been on the MJ Lenderman train recently. Not even recently, just like since the summer, I guess. This comes from his most recent album, "Boat Songs." Another great album you should check out. It's like a good, like, country kind of hazy rock vibe. You can tell that's got twang to it. "Under Control"'s got some real twang, and a lot of his other songs do too. I think this is one of the twangier ones, if I do say so myself, and I will say so. But it's a terrific album. That song is, like, great. Sing along with it in a southern accent. It cures all of your illnesses and mental problems. Or mental strife, I should say. And, yeah, shout out MJ Lenderman. Don't got much else to say besides that. Oh, and he's from Asheville, North Carolina. And I'm from Greenville, South Carolina. And that's, like, an hour apart. So I'm claiming him as a local artist for me. And then finally, we listen to "Do You Understand?" parentheses, "What Has Happened to You?" end parentheses, by none other than Slaughter Beach Dog. So it's this album at the Moonbase. He loves talking on this one, but I think this is also their strongest, like, just album purely instrumentally. Excuse me. I feel like every other track, you're like, dang, they went crazy with this. And then it's just him talking. But it works, I think. Just because, what's his name? I feel bad that I totally forgot. He's the guy from Modern Baseball. For some reason, my mind is telling me that his name is Will, but it's totally not. I'm looking this up. Okay, this is not worth it. I can't find it. But yeah, sorry. I think, okay, no, I'm Googling this. It's annoying me. Jake Ewald from Slaughter Beach Dog. I think he's a super underrated lyricist. I think if you like look at the lyrics of any of his songs, it paints a beautiful story every time. I don't think he gets talked about in that regard, and I'm throwing his hat in the ring. I think he should be talked about like that. Okay, I got more music to play. I totally talked way too long, but you guys all have to hear my thoughts. It was really important. Okay, here's Beach House. I'll be back soon.
In the distance, sun is setting, dear. deposit to deposit. But when my bank account is dry, I thank the Lord for sunshine, thank the Lord for rain. It really makes me wanna cry. It makes me wanna.
Tell me I'm a fool, tell me I'm the only fool that you ever did love. That you ever did love. That you ever did love. When I went to school, I wish teacher taught how to get your heart broken. How to get your heart broken. How to get your heart broke.
Sometimes I drink a lot of alcohol. It really makes me wanna drive. Down the highway in my underpants, it really makes me feel alive.
Tell me I'm a fool, tell me I'm the only fool that you ever did love. That you ever did love. That you ever did love. I went to school, I wish teacher taught how to get your heart broken. How to get your heart broken. How to get your heart broke.
Some of us ain't too lucky, some of us ain't too bad. What would you do with love if love was worth?
missed you just as you were in my dream. Now let me off easy and I'll slip down through the drain to release my scattered brain. My enemy, something just isn't right.
Okay, what a doozy. We just listened to Goodbye Evergreen by none other than Mr. Sufjan Stevens. Before that was Fallout Bunker Session by Yola Tango. Right before that was Tell Me I'm a Fool by Ray Bull. And just before that was Turtle Island by Beach House. That Beach House song comes off their album Devotion, which I think is their most fall album. Like, I feel like Beach House generally... You listen to them in the winter, although I did see them live in the summer. Sorry to brag on all of you, but I have seen Beach House live. But again, that's not the point. I feel like they're a very winter band. Except this album, Devotion. You listen to it in the fall and you're like, wow, this rules. And that's true for that song. I think that's my favorite song off that album, but that changes. So yeah, really insightful analysis, again, from me. Tell Me I'm a Fool by Ray Bull. I know absolutely nothing about Ray Bull. I would just like to say I do not condone the drunk driving encouragement that appears in that song. It does not feel good to go speeding down the highway in your underwear after drinking alcohol. Other than that lyric, I think the vibe of the song is cool. The little doo-doo-doo, like, yeah, that ruled. Sorry, sue me. Again, I don't know anything about those guys. They have a funny Spotify bio. And I'm not going to read. No free... free clout. That's how this works. But they have a funny Spotify bio. I don't know. Again, my brain is not in my music mode right now. So you're just going to hear whatever comes to my head. And that's that. So Yeah, check out Ray Bull. Fallout Bunker Session by Yola Tango. This came off their new EP titled The Bunker Sessions, which is, it's just some different versions of songs from their most recent album, This Stupid World. And Fallout is one of those songs that they did for this EP, and it's good. I don't have much to say. I listened to the song on repeat when I was writing my essay this past weekend, and it did the trick. And I don't know what ton to say here. It's a good song. Sorry, sue me. And then finally, Goodbye Evergreen by Sufjan. That comes off his album from this year, released like a month or two ago, Javelin. Devastating album, devastating song. But the instrumental part in this goes crazy. The build-up, the fact that this is the first song off the album is crazy. Gets insane. Shout out Sufjan, strongest man in the world. I don't know how anybody has gone through more heartache than him. I don't mean to laugh. I feel for the guy. I just, Sufjan, I want you to know my heart is with you. Yeah, you know where my heart is also at. Giving my listeners really sound advice. And some advice I have is, why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape? In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. This has been a message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, that's right. Cover your laptop camera if you want. I don't know. My laptop camera is not covered. But if you want to and you want to listen to the public service announcement, I power to you. I respect it. Authority. Freaky. Okay, I got some more songs to play. Not a ton more because we don't have much time. But I got more fun music to play, and we're gonna listen to it, and we're gonna be happy. Okay, here's Dan Reeder.
First guy I knew who died, I can't remember his name. The 10th grade started, he just never came again. All his friends sat around and cried for a day or two. You can say what you want about a mortal soul. When that guy died, it left a hole. It was my first clue that when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way. But from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. Me and Stevie Gibson used to walk home from school. He used to have this with the turnaround rule. If you turn around in one way, you gotta turn around the other way or it's bad luck. Went out rafting on the river went around and the raft went around, and his luck got all wound up and he drowned and he was gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prong. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. 2 weeks after Dieter died, you could call him on the phone. He would tell you that he's not home, and it gave you an eerie feeling, even though you knew it was just an answering machine. 'Cause somewhere deep inside you know that they don't come back when they go, and he had gone, and when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a bug in the lawn. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way, but from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. My mother died in intensive care. We were sitting around singing on folding chairs when I got the feeling somebody wasn't there. Well, I counted noses, but it came out right. The doctors say she died that night, but I felt that hole and I knew that she was gone. Maybe Jesus beat that.
that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Or maybe you'll come back someday as a king prawn. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way. But from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone. Looked up death in the dictionary one day just to see what the dictionary had to say. It's the complete and irreversible cessation of life functions, which is not very poetic, but it's precise and clean. And if you analyze it, what that means is when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap, we're not sure. Maybe you can live forever if your heart is pure. Maybe you'll come back someday as a king prawn. Maybe angels come and take you away to heaven or the other way. But from down here it appears that when they're gone, they're gone.
Thank you.
Hey again. We just listened to Butterfly by People I Love. Right before that was Free by Angel Olsen. And right before that was Maybe by Dan Reeder. Dan Reeder is an American treasure. If you don't know Dan Reeder, he's a treasure for the American people. And arguably, he's one of America's greatest treasures. In all seriousness, he's a killer singer-songwriter. You should check him out. He's super prolific. He's got great stuff. I don't have much else to say besides that song is great. I'm using the word besides a lot. Free by Angel Olsen. This is also a debut album. Comes from Angel Olsen's debut, Halfway Home. And unpopular opinion, her best album, because she yodels the most in it, and she should bring that back. I've said that every time I've played Angel Olsen on this show. Please, Angel, from one Carolinian to another, please bring back the yodel. Sorry if bringing back the yodel is wrong, I don't want to be right. That's all I have to say. And then finally, Butterfly by People I Love. I'm going to be honest, I acted on a whim and randomly decided to play this 20 seconds before I played it. Because the other song I was going to play just wasn't the vibe. This one kind of was the vibe. It's got a nice little boom, 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 like that. You know, it sounded just like that. And I don't know much else to say about it. Other than that, it's cool. But it's good and or interesting, depending on what word you want to use. Well, that's my show for today. I mean, I'm going to close this out with one song. Don't worry. There's one more song. But, If you like what you heard, whether it was the music, my soothing voice, or both, feel free to listen to my show. Again, this is Foxtrot. Every other week, Thursday morning, 1 to 2 a.m., or Wednesday night, depending on where you want to look at it. Either way. And, you should come listen if this is your vibe, you know? As I said in the beginning of the show, we laugh, we cry, we have a good time. And I like to think we all laughed, we all cried, and we all had a good time. So, what is that? Honest advertising? I'm tired. Okay. Well, I'm going to play one more song. I'm gonna sign off. Again, my name is Noah. This has been Foxtrot, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Here is Modern Woman by Tennis, and I hope you all sleep well and have a fulfilling Thursday. Okay. Good night.
Afraid you'll hate me. I think I might have made it true. There's no need to implicate me. You would never want the proof. All I want is comfort in a touch or a look. All I want is to get back the closeness you took. I know that's the way you appreciate me. Even though we haven't spoken lately, oh, I think.